To speak of Augustus, the first emperor of Rome, is to delve into one of the most fascinating periods of ancient history. But to fully understand his importance, we must step back a bit and take a look at the chaotic scenario that preceded him. Rome before Augustus was not the glorious empire it would become under his rule. Rather, it was a hotbed of political intrigue, internal strife, and a republican system already showing clear signs of exhaustion. By the end of the 1st century BC, Rome had been a republic for over 450 years. In theory, power resided in the people and the Senate. In practice, however, things were not so simple. For centuries, Rome had expanded through wars and conquests, which brought enormous wealth, but also social imbalance and growing inequality. Citizens, especially the lower classes, were increasingly frustrated, while a class of increasingly wealthy and powerful aristocrats consolidated their control over politics. What could go wrong? Well, just about everything. The early problems. Wars, conquests, and inequality. Rome's territorial expansion was, without a doubt, impressive. From its humble beginnings as a small city-state on the Italian peninsula, Rome had spread throughout the Mediterranean. It had defeated Carthage in the Punic Wars, annexed vast territories in Hispania, Greece, Asia Minor, and North Africa. With each new conquest, the city filled with slaves, gold, and riches from all parts of the known world. But this excessive growth also brought very serious problems. One of the most significant was the rise of large estates, latifundia. After the wars, conquered lands were distributed among Roman generals and nobles, who turned them into huge farms worked by slaves. The small Roman farmers, who had been the backbone of society, could not compete with the production prices of these vast estates. The result was that many lost their land, causing a wave of migration to the city of Rome. There, they found themselves without work, without resources, and in many cases, dependent on the grain the state distributed to survive. This agrarian crisis was the beginning of many internal problems that would eventually lead to the fall of the Republic. The Senate, controlled by the landowning elites, showed little interest in solving this situation, which only increased resentment. For the poor, the republican system seemed to serve only the rich. The Gracchi brothers and the first reforms. Before we get to the big names like Julius Caesar or Pompey, it is worth stopping to consider a key figure of this period. The Gracchi brothers, Tiberius and Gaius Gracchus. At the end of the 2nd century BC, these two tribunes of the plebs attempted to carry out radical agrarian reforms. The goal was to return public lands to small farmers and, somehow, curb the excessive power of the upper classes. Tiberius Gracchus was the first to try, in 133 BC, but he met fierce resistance from the Senate. He was eventually murdered in a riot orchestrated by the senatorial elite. His brother Gaius, 10 years later, followed the same path. Despite some initial successes, Gaius also ended up a victim of the same political violence that had killed his brother. These reform attempts revealed something very important. The Republic was increasingly fractured, and social conflict was becoming more evident. It was only a matter of time before someone tried to take absolute control to bring order to all this chaos. Marius and Sulla. The first dictatorial generals. With the fall of the Gracchi, internal tensions only worsened. The 1st century BC witnessed the rise of a new type of politician. The populist generals. Gaius Marius, a brilliant military strategist, reformed the Roman army, turning it into a professional force. Before Marius, the army was composed of Roman citizens who were mostly landowners. But the Marian reforms allowed landless men to join the legions.